Hello there, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Do you prefer visiting the mountains, the ocean, or would you prefer a prairie? What's a prairie? I'm so glad that you asked. Well, you're going to find out later today. Let's see here for just a moment. You can hike in the mountains, swim in the ocean, and of course, you can do all kinds of things on a prairie. Well, today our lesson takes us on a journey to a prairie, and the lesson is called A Journey on the Prairie. And the question I have for you today is, what blocked our author's view while driving? What blocked our author's view while driving? Friends, open up your magazines and let's get started.
A Journey on the Prairie. New and interesting experiences in the United States. As I exited the airport in Bismarck, North Dakota, I looked around. Not a mountain could be seen. Everything was flat. Yet, the North Dakota prairie had a definite beauty. I was looking forward to exploring this land of the prairie with my friend Judy. One morning, we drove to South Dakota on a short trip. The roads were so straight that they disappeared into the horizon. Around us, we saw flat land, wheat fields, oil wells, small ponds, and small streams. We could see horses, cattle, and prairie dogs in the fields. Such a different landscape from any I'd ever seen.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 prairie 这个名词。Prairie 是指大草原，特别是指北美洲的大草原。例如 the story is about a family trying to build a farm on the prairie. 这个故事是关于一个想要在大草原上建立农场的家庭。或者是 a rolling prairie with wildflowers in bloom is the photographer's favorite theme.野花盛放的无边无际的大草原是这位摄影师最喜欢的主题。或者是 The prairie fire lasted for days and destroyed lots of wheat fields. 持续多日的草原大火烧毁了许多麦田。继续我们看 horizon 这个名词。horizon 是指地平线。例如 a ship appeared in the fog on the horizon and slowly approached our boat. 一艘船在浓雾中出现在地平线上并且渐渐地朝我们的船靠近。或者是 a crescent moon rose above the horizon in the twilight. 黄昏时一轮新月在地平线上升起。它的形容词是字尾加上 tal 变成 horizontal, 意思是水平的。例如 keep your wounded foot horizontal, 把你受伤的脚保持平放。
So Gabe, have you ever been to a prairie?
Whoa, what a surprising question. yeah, I have. My family drove twice from Maryland, the east coast of the United States, through to California.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we drove through big, big areas that were just basically...prairies, big plains. Yeah, it was wonderful. It was beautiful.
Did you ever have an interest in living in a prairie?
No.
Oh, no?
Not really. I like mountains and forests.
Okay.
Yeah, I really do.
You don't like just flat ground that goes on.
I gotta say, you know, prairies remind me of the Wizard of Oz. Those big flat grounds. it's dangerous to live in some of those areas because of tornadoes. Yeah, 龙卷风, you know?
Yeah.
So...Would you like to live in a prairie?
Actually, no. I've never really had an interest in living in a prairie.
On a prairie,
but I have
to
be very careful.
Yeah.
Very careful about saying I will never live
somewhere
on a prairie. Because every time I say I'll never do something, God always
moves you there.
moves me there. Oh, so, yeah. Yes, I would love to live on a prairie.
then maybe God won't move you because
right.
you... Yeah, okay. Well.
Anyway, we're talking about prairies.
Uh-huh.
The lesson is A Journey on the Prairie.
A Journey on the Prairie. And we're learning through someone's experience, okay, or with someone's experience. Her name is Wilma. And we read here, new and interesting experiences in the United States. And so if you did not grow up in the United States, then, well, what would you do if you had a chance to visit? Would you go to Disneyland? A lot of people are just excited about Disneyland in California. Or would you try something different, like an experience on a prairie?
As I exited the airport in Bismarck, North Dakota, I looked around. Not a mountain could be seen. Everything was flat. Yet the North Dakota prairie had a definite beauty. And we want to talk about that phrase, not a something could be seen. This is just used to emphasize that you could not see the particular item that you're talking about.
Yeah, so you could just say, we didn't see any mountains. But this is a fun way to say it. Not a mountain could be seen. You could say, it's such a clear sky. Not a cloud can be seen. Or perhaps, it is so polluted here. Usually I can see a couple of stars, but not one star could be seen last night.
Excellent examples.
Thanks.
But of course, in our lesson, we're talking about mountains. Not a mountain could be seen. And I really like how Wilma talks about this prairie, because she said that this prairie has a definite beauty. I was looking forward to exploring this land of the prairie with my friend Judy. And I think she's right. I've seen prairies before, and they're mm-hmm. very flat. They mm-hmm. go on for a long time. But there is a beauty about these prairies that you can't find other places.
That's right. It's a definite beauty. It's definitely beautiful. Well, we continue on with this next paragraph here. One morning, we drove towards South Dakota on a short trip. The roads were so straight that they disappeared into the horizon. Hey,
ooh.
Rebecca, did you find this picture?
Yes, look at that road.
Yeah, okay, so I can see it goes down, and then it curves around into the
And then it just disappears
right, in
into
the, distance.
The horizon. So you can't even see where the road is leading.
Right, so actually it curves around over here, right? You see that? And then it disappears into the horizon back here.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Isn't that really cool?
Well, yeah. it is.
Well, you know something?
Yeah.
I've been, like I said before, mm-hmm. I've driven through prairies.
Yes.
Before, you know, like where there's a long stretch of just flatness, mm-hmm. flat land. And when you're looking at the road ahead of you, sometimes you can't really see where it goes. It just kind of disappears into the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to follow the road.
Right. And that's kind of a fun way to say that, well, it's just disappeared. It's gone a long way away. Well, what else can disappear into the horizon? Maybe your friend left. You don't want your friend to leave. You watch them as they drive away in their car, and as the car disappears into the horizon. And I really like this phrase because it proves that our world is round. It's not flat.
Oh.
If it was flat, we would see the car keep going on and on and on, right? But no,
right.
Disappears into the horizon, goes around as the world curves. Eh?
Just like airplanes, after they take off, you uh-huh. watch them for a little while, then they disappear into the horizon. Well, of course, this road in our lesson disappeared into the horizon. Our lesson continues. Around us, we saw flat land, wheat fields, oiled wells, small ponds, and small streams. We could see horses, cattle, and prairie dogs in the fields. Such a different landscape from any I'd ever seen.
And I think maybe she's thinking about Taiwan. Taiwan has a nickname, Beautiful Island, right?
Hmm.
And one reason that makes it so beautiful is because of all the mountains. It's really hard to find a place that's big and flat like a prairie.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe, do you ever keep a running list?
No, I keep my list with me so they can't run away.
Okay, well, Gabe, right now it's time for us to go to the
Info Cloud. What about running lists?
Keep a running list.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Ken.
And I'm Carolyn. Ken, I don't know about you, but I like to use lists to keep track of things.
I think lists can be very helpful if you need to handle a lot of tasks or purchase a large number of items. Lists can help you remember what you need to do.
Right. One type of list that I use all the time is a running list.
Is that a list of all the times you plan to run during the week?
While I suppose you could call that a running list, that's not quite what I meant. The word run can mean continue or extend, like a contract might have 2 years left to run. So a running list is a list of things that you continually add over a period of time.
Ah, right. For example, you could keep a running list of all the books you read this year. Each time you finish a book, add the title to your list.
Also, you might hear someone say this at work. Keep a running list of customer complaints. That means each time a customer comes to you with a problem, you should write it down as part of a list.
我们在生活中往往会写一些 list 清单来提醒自己该做什么。有些 list 用完了就扔了。但有一些 list 是可以不断的增加延续，这种 list 就叫做 running list。不要误会，这里的 run 并不是跑步 ，run 在这里有着持续运作的意思。我们学英文就可以用一个 running list， 把你日常生活中接触到的新的单字写上去。时间越久，这个 list 就越长，你也就越有成就感。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hello everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Have you ever had an interest in visiting a prairie? Do you remember what a prairie is?That's right, it is a very flat piece of land. Not a mountain can be seen. Well, this is exactly how Wilma feels right now as she's traveling through North Dakota. She sees lots of flat land and no mountains. Well, friends, let's find out where Wilma visits next.
A Journey on the Prairie. We visited Mount Rushmore and continued to spearfish, a town with an abundance of beautiful scenery, to see the National Fish Hatchery. We continued through Spearfish Canyon and dipped our toes in the stream. Many log cabins dotted the long and winding canyon road. On the way back to Bismarck,We encountered an ominous-looking storm. The wind bounced the car around, and hail blocked our view. What a scary experience.
Okay, 接下来我们看 hatchery 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 hatch。孵育这个动词，所以 hatchery 就是指孵化场或者是养殖场。例如 ，The salmon hatchery shows you how mature salmon return to their birthplace。这个鲑鱼孵育中心展示出成年的鲑鱼如何回到出生地的过程。或者是 ，This poultry hatchery got infected with the virus and was temporarily closed。这个养鸡场遭病毒感染，暂时被关闭。最后我们看的是 hail 这个名词。Hail 当名词是指冰雹，例如 many cars were damaged by the hail， 许多车辆因为这场冰雹而受损，或者是 we drove through a hailstorm this afternoon， 我们今天下午开车的时候经历了一场冰雹风暴。Hail 也指一阵，例如 one police officer was shot in a hail of gunfire， 一位警官在枪战中被击中。Hail 也可以当动词，意思是指招呼。例如 Molly hailed a taxi and rushed to pick up her son. Molly 招了一台计程车冲去接她儿子。And now let's get back to our teachers.
in this next section, we learn that Wilma gets to visit Mount Rushmore. We visited Mount Rushmore and continue to spearfish, a town with an abundance of beautiful scenery. Have you ever wondered what Mount Rushmore just might look like?
Oh, yeah. Maybe mm-hmm. you've seen pictures of this place, and now you know it's called Mount Rushmore. Rebecca, we've got George Washington mm-hmm. and Abraham Lincoln on mm-hmm. either ends.
Yeah.
And who are the middle presidents here?
Well, and the third guy there, that's uh-huh. Theodore yeah. Roosevelt.
And who's the second guy?
And the second guy?
That looks like Thomas Jefferson.
Is it Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah, that's Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, it doesn't look like Thomas Jefferson to me.
Well, you never really knew Thomas Jefferson very well, but that's what he looks like. So we go down to the last paragraph here today. Let's learn something in this paragraph. On the way back to Bismarck, we encountered an ominous-looking storm.
And if something's ominous,
yeah.
that means that it's very scary, unpleasant, and it could be very intimidating.
That's right. So you could describe a storm like this. Oh, it looks ominous. Okay. The wind bounced the car around and hail blocked our view. While hail, it looks like a hailstorm.
It does look like a hailstorm. And what's a hailstorm? Well, it's just a storm in which hail falls. That is these big chunks of ice.
Mm-hmm. I've been in a hailstorm.
Ooh, scary.
In Colorado. It's scary because you never know how big these chunks of ice can get. And it really hurts when they hit you upside the head. Well, friends, we do have more to learn from Wilma's experience, but right now it is time for the SC Challenge.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Please join me in welcoming Tim. Hey, Tim.
Hi, everyone.
Tim is our player for today's SC Challenge. Tim, you're looking a little nervous. Are you feeling okay?
It's a hard article.
Today's lesson is called A Journey on the Prairie, and I have a few questions about today's lesson. Are you ready?
I think so.
You think so?
Bring it.
Great. Well, friends, see if you can answer these questions as well as I ask Tim. So the first question I have is, which of the following could you do in North Dakota? A, hike in the mountains. B, swim in the ocean. Or C, run in the prairie.
Run in the prairie.
Are you certain? What about the mountains?
You can run everywhere, right? So run in the prairie.
Well, that is correct because remember in our lesson, this particular area of North Dakota is very flat. There are no
yes.
mountains. So great. Number two. Which of the following animals did our author see? A, horses. B, cattle. C, prairie dogs. Or D, all of the above.
Ooh.
Ooh. So hard.
All of the above.
D, all of the above. And that is your final answer?
Yes.
You are correct. Our author saw horses, cattle, and prairie dogs. Have you ever seen a prairie dog?
I've seen a dog.
What about a prairie dog?
Probably not.
Probably not. Well, maybe you should go visit North Dakota then. And last question. Let's see if you can get this one correct. What blocked our author's view while driving? A, hail. B, heavy rain. C, snow. Or D, trees.
There was a storm, I think. So I'm guessing heavy rain.
So B, heavy rain.
Yes.
Is this your final answer?
Yes.
Are you certain?
Yes.
He's certain. And I'm sorry, but that is not correct. So sorry, Tim. The answer is A, hail. Hail blocked our author's view while driving, but heavy rain was definitely a good guess. Friends, I hope you were able to answer those questions, and I hope you learned something about the prairie and North Dakota.
I did.
You did? Yeah. Yes, well, I did too. Anyway, we'll see you next time.
Hello, everyone. We're glad to see you all again. I'm Christina.
And I'm
Serena. Do you know what time it is? That's right. It's time to review today's lesson. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. The words are mount, horizon, hail, and scenery. Now, all these words are nouns, so make sure to listen carefully. Here's the first sentence. Fuji is Japan's highest mountain. Do you know the answer, Serena?
I sure do, and I think our friends do too, because this is a very easy one. Mount Fuji is Japan's highest mountain.
You are right, Serena. That one was way too easy. Here's a harder one. We climbed up the mountain and admired the... What's the answer? Great! We climbed up the mountain and admired the scenery.
I'm pretty confident you know what the word scenery means, right? It's the appearance of natural surroundings, especially when it's beautiful.
Serena, remember our wonderful trip to Italy? We drove through Tuscany, and the scenery was absolutely breathtaking.
Of course I do. It was such a lovely drive. Okay, here's one last sentence for you. Most of the cars in the parking lot were damaged by...
Is the answer horizon or hail? Good job, everyone. Most of the cars in the parking lot were damaged by hail.
Friends, have you ever seen hail before? Well, if you ever see small balls of ice falling from the sky, that is hail.
Well, our time is up. Did you get all the answers right? I'm sure you did an excellent job. Thanks for watching us on
Twin Time.
So Gabe, how would you like to live in a log cabin?
You mean like on a prairie in a log?
Oh, yeah.
I've lived in a log cabin before.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's cool. For a whole semester. And I think the people you live with makes all of the difference. Ah. Wherever you are, you want to be around good people.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, friends, what about you? Would you like to live in a log cabin on a prairie? Think about that. And make sure to join us next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye-bye.